This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome. It is such a pleasure to have you with us right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. I call this an educational odyssey. It's an opportunity to try and uncover the stories that are making the news. Talking to doctors, we talk to lawyers, we talk to patients, we talk to advocates, we talk to so many people. And one of our regular features, for those of you new to the show, one of our regular features is someone that is a partner at Hemp Public Relations, Mark Goldman. And Mark and I do a business roundup. And if you don't think that this is one of the biggest business stories of the year, you're missing the boat, because this is huge business. And Mark Goldman, always a pleasure. Welcome to the program.
You know what? Thank you so much for having me on. This is my favorite day of the week to talk with you.
Oh, thank you so much. So we have a hemp farmer coming on after your segment today. And
how exciting.
Very exciting. Josh Hendricks has been taking the torch and going into Kentucky. But this is very exciting because the acreage of hemp farms is just doubling, and this has become a very big, big, exciting story. So tell us more, please.
You know what? I agree with you. This is a super big, super exciting story and a huge, huge business. So the hemp continues its return. The acreage doubles in 2017. The hemp continues down the road of return as a standard U.S. crop with over 23,000 acres in 2017, despite federal prohibition. The 2017 U.S. Hemp Crop Report documents the ongoing hemp march. This is amazing. The acreage more than doubled from 2016, and state licenses were issued to close to 1,500 producers. Farmers in 20 states grew hemp in 2017, and 32 universities conducted hemp research. This is all brought to us by a company called Vote Hemp. The 2017 U.S. Crop Report records state-by-state progress of hemp legislation passed in 2017. This is all super exciting and very good news for our industry.
What makes it even more exciting is that industrial hemp is the future of our country, and it's happening in a way that you may not even be aware of. And I just want to mention a few things. I want to mention
Please.
That when you walk into a health food store today and a regular supermarket, my regular supermarket, not my specialty stores, and I go to a few of them, I make the rounds, as they say, but you will find hemp seeds. You will find hemp protein powder because hemp is loaded with omega-3s. We're talking
right.
about the non-psychoactive part of the cannabis plant. The hemp is extracted, and there is you can eat a pound of hemp seeds, 40 pounds of hemp seeds, 100 pounds. Nothing will change. You will never get high, no matter how much hemp you consume. You will never get high from hemp. So we need to make that number one distinction. Number two, it's readily available right now. Now, industrial hemp, as you know, we've talked about this in the past, that I think you actually brought us a story a few months ago about one of the European countries that was using hemp instead of cement.
That's amazing. It's great.
Yeah. So We know that worldwide hemp is playing a major role economically, and that's why this is such an exciting story, because it will bring more opportunities for industrial hemp into this country, which we have
absolutely
not had.
And you know what, Frankie, I have to go on and add another business element. The U.S. hemp retail market was valued at $688 million in 2016, of which 19%, about $130 million, was attributable to hemp-derived CBD products. The CBD dietary supplement is the fastest-growing hemp-related market sector, according to this report. As 2017 closes, 33 states have removed barriers to hemp production. That's huge. This is amazing. In 2017, with over double the number of acres planted in hemp compared to last year, and the addition of four more states with hemp pilot programs, it's just getting bigger and bigger. The majority of states have implemented hemp farming laws in clear support of the crop and a role of diversifying and making more sustainable to our agricultural and our economy. This is great news. I'm so happy to report it today.
Oh, absolutely, Mark. This is great news. And my dear friend, I have to just say, it's been about a year since she's been on the show, but Lynn Gordon from French Meadow Organic Bakeries in Minnesota, Minneapolis, she was one of the pioneers in industrial hemp and realized the nutritional benefits of this seed and started using it in her functional bread years ago, before she sold it to riches and before it became lost in the shuffle. Her functional breads, one of them contained hemp, and it was the most delicious bread you've ever had in your whole life. I can still remember that distinct flavor of that bread and the nuttiness of it and the seeds and how wonderful it was for you to eat, and it was just spectacular.
How does it compare to, like, pumpkin seeds or sesame seeds or, you know?
Well, the nutritional value, it's more nutrient-dense. It fills you up more, and it is loaded with omega-3s. And they're very good for you, but not omega-3s.
All good stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
But she also wore hemp shirts and made everyone. She ordered all of the hemp products to support the bread, so that when they went to trade shows, all of the women wore these absolutely exquisite hemp shirts, and the men. And she supported the hemp industry, and there are still, the hemp as a fabric is so soft, it's almost like bamboo. It's a beautiful fabric, and we need to start using it more. And once these farms, and we'll talk more about that with Josh, once that starts to happen, it will change everything. It will be a game changer. So I'm so thrilled that you brought this story to us today. What other stories are happening in the world of cannabis and hemp?
Are we going to continue, or do we got to move?
Yeah,
to
no,
the
go
right?
ahead. We have another minute.
You know what? Really quick. Then Walmart dropped its marijuana Christmas tree recently. Can you believe there was a marijuana Christmas tree?
No.
But they also kept their weed-themed items available. For the stoner who has everything, Walmart was selling a weed marijuana leaf Christmas tree this season. I can't believe this. This pot leaf Christmas tree would light up the room and put your mind in the right headspace for the holiday cheer. I can't even imagine. I saw a picture of this morning, and you know what? I'm Jewish, but I'm thinking about getting one of these.
Tell me what it is. I haven't seen it.
So it looks like a Christmas tree. As you know, a Christmas tree is usually pine,
yep.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Jewish, like I said, I don't really know. But this one is made all of marijuana leaves. And Walmart was selling it. But then I guess, you know, they got some pressure and they took it back down.
What Walmart was selling it? In what state, do you know? I'm just curious.
You know, it didn't say what state it was in. It just said, I saw it online. I saw it in a bunch of different areas. And very, very interesting. Very fun. I got to tell you, if I walk into a room for a Christmas party and I see a marijuana leaf Christmas tree, it's going to put me in a very, very good mood. You know?
Absolutely. I guess. So there's another story that is very exciting. And that's California.
And your home state.
Oh, in my home state, too, yes. Yes, but you know what? I have to say that anything that's happening in my state of Massachusetts when it comes to cannabis, light years away from what's really going to happen. So I don't even...
Really?
Oh, gosh. We've passed it legally 6 years ago, and we have very few... 5 years ago, very few dispensaries are on board, and it's just very...
I got to tell you, from what I'm reading, Massachusetts looks like the next new Amsterdam. I went to Amsterdam and Holland 3 times. And
wait a minute,
what?
We got to take a break.
I'm never going there again. I can't wait to come to Massachusetts.
Well, I don't know about that. We'll be back in a moment. It's going to be a while. We'll be continuing with Mark Goldman, partner at Hemp Public Relations, hemppublicrelations.com. Stay tuned. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight.
Grandma, can you come out and play?
Sure, Ellie. Oh my, you might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump dollar, Inaugural Trump dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back, Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer, our educational odyssey, and that's what we're trying to do is educate everybody about what's happening, where are we going with this miraculous plant that's changing lives in so many ways. And I just got an exciting press release as we're on a commercial break. Mark Goldman is joining us today, partner at a firm that understands hemp, hemppublicrelations.com. Welcome back, Mark. And I just got an email from one of our doctors that comes on the show regularly, Dr. Greg Smith. And he was just put on the medical advisory board for a new company that is going to be doing testing. And one of the futures of this plant is finding the strain, finding the right dosage. This is not about passing a joint around. And yes, it's fun to walk into Walmart's and see the plant, the pot plant and all of that, but the Christmas tree. But the point, though, is that this is actually an opportunity. And we're talking to a mother later on today who, what do you do when you have a sick kid and CBD or hemp may be the answer? How do you deal with this? And how do you know what the dosage is? And I just got a phone call from a very dear friend who I haven't heard from in a while, and they had a child who's autistic. And how do you use hemp oil and help the child focus? How do you use
hemp?
You know
what, Frankie? Let's bring up my condition, you know, while we're talking about
this. That's right.
You know, as I've mentioned time and time again, I was born with Tourette's syndrome, or Tourette's, TS, or whatever you want to call it. And for the last, 25 years or so, I've been utilizing marijuana sort of products, and it's really helped me a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
It decreases on the stress, decreases with the tics, and really makes me a better person every day.
I think that's such a wonderful example. And so now we're going to have labs that will be able to look at the DNA of the plant and the strains. And this is where we're going. This is the future. This is what excites me. This is what I'm passionate about, is bringing this information.
You know what? This is going to help so many people. It's such a wonderful thing, you know. And
yes, it really is.
The federal government really just needs to get past it and see how beneficial it's going to be.
Right. And but you have a story that I think is interesting, because California, tell us about the recent first round of cannabis licenses and what's going on in California right now.
You know what? You got to love California. You got to love how liberal they are, and you got to love how they really do everything first. Roughly 2 weeks ago, ahead of January the 1st launch of California's legal cannabis market, state regulators have granted the first batch of temporary cannabis business licenses. This past Thursday, the Bureau of Cannabis Control issued 20 licenses for medical and adult use operations, including retailers, distributors, microbusinesses, and testing laboratories. Though the licenses haven't been granted just yet, they have been granted, pardon me, but they won't be valid until January 1st. To date, more than 200 applications have been submitted through the Bureau of Cannabis Control's online system, according to a Bureau press release, with much more expected to roll out during the coming months. So far, more than 1,900 users have registered with the system, the Bureau said. You know what? This is so important. Absent, however, absent from the new list of licenses are the cannabis growers, which I find a little bit strange. Anyway, that's because the distribution of cultivation licenses overseen by the State Department of Food and Agriculture and application forms won't be available until later this month. So you know what? Again, the government really needs to get it together and help out these businesses so therefore they can help out the people that are suffering every day.
Yeah, absolutely. And to be honest with you, there is a place for recreational cannabis. There's a place for it. And, you know, I had we had an interesting interview this week with someone who shared that they were addicted to pot. And they were addicted to it. And I truly believe that you can be addicted to anything. And I almost didn't want to even go down this road with this show and be the pioneer because I felt, you know, what about the people that are addicted? But it's such a small percentage. And I do not believe in my heart of hearts that this is anywhere near a gateway drug. I think that this is a plant that will change how we deal with medicine, and the benefits outweigh. But there are going to be people who are addicted, addictive personality types, but they would be addicted to whatever the substance might be, food, cigarettes, gambling, shopping. You know, we have an addictive society. We are very stimulated 24/7. And one of the things that is so ironic, when you go into an emergency room in Colorado, they are equipped, and you have overdosed on cannabis, they have CBD, they have hemp to help you get down, to help your body become balanced. Isn't that interesting?
It's more than interesting. It's truly amazing. You know, just like California, Colorado is another great state, and they're doing great things for the people, raising money and, you know, with taxes and taxing these products and helping people out. It's a great, great thing.
Well, I think, you know, the future is to look, when you look at Israel, when you look at Spain, when you look at the two pioneers in the world that are really and truly into the research, into the development, and I think especially Israel, they've always been, you know, they were growing tomatoes in the desert, you know, I mean, they've just have found a way to...
They can figure it out.
Yeah, they are brilliant in figuring things out. They really have had to. They have to be, you know, their resources are extraordinary. And once we understand... Because this is what this is about. It's an educational story. And that's why I call it an educational odyssey. It's an educational story. We need to be aware that this story is unfolding every minute because legislation is changing, laws are changing, product development is changing. And so
I got to be honest with you. If you would have asked me even 5 years ago if this would all change and all happen, I would have said definitely not. And I am so happy about all of this, to be honest with you, Frankie.
Yes, it's a very exciting story, Mark. It's breaking news in a world that cannot hear it because they're so fixated on people passing a joint around and they're not understanding the width and the breath. So we need to take a break. Hey, Mark Goldman, hemppublicrelations.com. Always wonderful having you with us. We'll be back in just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Grandma, can you come out and play?
Sure, Ellie. Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer and Educational Odyssey. And continuing this Educational Odyssey, we are now joined by a man who, you know, we were just talking about farming, and Josh Hendricks is with us, and we love Josh because Josh is a farmer, and he is changing the way we look at hemp. He's a member of the Technical Advisory Council for the National Hemp Association, founder of the Kentucky Hemp Industries Association, and he currently serves as the Director of Business Development for CV Sciences, where he works with farmers, universities, businesses, industry associations, and government agencies to help create the infrastructure necessary to establish a modern domestic supply chain for hemp in the United States. It's a mouthful, but it's one of the most important sentences, because isn't this fabulous that we're starting to see the doubling of the hemp fields in this country this year? Josh, and welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Frankie. That's a long intro, a long roundabout way of saying that I'm trying to figure this stuff out.
So, for anyone out there, you have some very powerful things about that we may not know about the hemp plant. So let's start with that.
Well, so, you know, the broadness of what this plant can do is, you know, it's kind of beyond realistic thinking. So most people don't realize that, you know, brand new Mercedes or BMWs have hemp in their dashboards and their door panels. You know, the hemp food movement could absolutely replace the soy industry and hopefully help us get away from pesticides and herbicides that have been, you know, toxifying our earth for years and years. And then on top of all that, you've got what's driving the train right now, which is hemp extracts and full-spectrum hemp-derived CBD products, where, you know, you're buying these botanical extracts at your health food stores and taking them instead of pharmaceutical drugs and taking them for just a better quality of life. You know, we always say that our products are for, at CV Sciences, our plus CBD oils for people that are from healthy people to unhealthy people, just for people that want to feel better. You know, Dr. Lewis on our advisory board says if I told you you could take a couple drops of this or one pill every day, a couple pills every day, and it was affordable, you know, cheaper than a bottle of water, let's say, would you do that? If you could feel 10 to 15 to 30 to 50 to 100% better, depending on the person. And I was like, of course. He's like, how do we get more people to think like that? So,
yeah,
you know,
that.
What's driving the train right now is CBD, and hemp for your health. But I think there's a lot of healthy product or healthy properties with the food, people working on isolated protein powders and things like that from the hemp plant. And then in terms of sustainability, there's no better sustainable source of fiber within the stock of the plant. So getting people to think of this as a commodity, as agriculture, not as cannabis or marijuana for that matter, is really what we're all trying to do right now.
So, Josh, one of the things that I was mentioning earlier with Mark Goldman is that no matter how many pounds of hemp seeds you use, and I use hemp every day of my life, because it's so good for me. It's filled with omega-3s. It's a wonderful seed, the hemp seeds. No matter how much hemp I use in a day, it will never register on a drug test, and I will never, ever get high. And people have a hard time understanding that concept.
Yeah, I mean, now the drug test part, if they were tested for cannabinoids and you were taking a CBD product, which is rich in all cannabinoids, you know, can have up to 100 different cannabinoids in it, that would be a false positive or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, no, you're right. I mean, you could eat hemp seeds for months and months and months at a time, and the chances of, you know, having an accidental or a, you know, false positive are one in a million or something like that. You're certainly, I think the most important part of that statement is you're certainly not going to get high.
Right. And so, but I don't think people realize how they could not have crossed the pond, if you will, the ocean, to discover America if it weren't for hemp, because hemp was such an intricate part of the fiber of the ship. The ropes were made with hemp.
Oh yeah, well all the ropes, all the sails that, you know, helped them get directional. And then a lot of people don't realize the hulls of those boats, which made them stay afloat, were actually hemp, kind of a hemp tar, that they almost like the old school way to make press board. So there was hemp all throughout the, you know, like you said, we wouldn't be here without hemp, essentially.
Right, right. And it's so nutritionally filled with superfoods. It's unbelievable, the omega-3s. It just is so good for us.
Yeah, that's the shift that I want to see. I mean, the fiber part is really a quantity issue, so there's going to need to be massive amounts of hemp stocks grown throughout the country to provide to gear a fiber industry up. But the food side, if we can transition the food, the people that run the food industry essentially, to looking at hemp seed oil, hemp hearts, hemp seeds, all of the different protein powders that people are starting to work on as food additives. So instead of soy, we're adding hemp oil or hemp, you know, whatever, depending on the food. Then you start to really create a commodity within the country that can become an exported product and a healthy, sustainable product at that. So once that happens, you know, you get the CBD becomes a byproduct, the fiber becomes a byproduct, and you've got these really healthy, blossoming, sustainable industries that develop from that. But, you know, that's years away, and there's a lot of things that have to fall into place for that to happen.
Sure. I want you to go back for just a moment. So car manufacturers today are using industrial hemp?
Right. So in Europe, they have environmental standards a little ahead of us here in America on that. And they're already starting to use sustainable materials. So hemp and flax are really big in terms of sustainable crops that produce fiber or biocomposite material. So if you think about what your dashboard, you know, how hard that is, or think about the overhead compartment in an airplane, those are essentially terrible plastics that they're using, and, you know, terrible for the environment. They're not as light. They're not as durable. So when you talk about hemp and flax, it's lighter, which is great for the fuel economy, and it's more durable, which is an added safety feature. So it's kind of a win-win, but you have to have, you know, the price has to be competitive. You're not going to go put a hemp door panel in your car if it's twice as much as plastic.
Right.
So the numbers have to work out, and there has to be production to scale for that to happen. But I think you'll start to see some of those requirements. And the reason they did it in Europe is because if they didn't do it, they were going to have to pay tens of millions of dollars in EPA fines, essentially. So until that happens here in America, and you'll see it. I mean, you know, here in Kentucky, we've got Toyota and Ford seem to be very interested in that. But it's the manufacturers of those pieces of the car that really have to jump in and say, we want this because it is more durable, it is lighter, it's going to create a better car, it's going to create a better environment, et cetera.
I want to talk a little bit. You mentioned Dr. Michael Lewis and the work that he's doing. And
one of my favorite people.
Yeah, mine too. He's coming on, I think, next week, he's coming on soon. So CV Science is one of the pioneers and leaders, truly, in bringing an affordable CBD product to the table and to the health food stores in the form of Plus CBD oil. And it really is changing. People are using it topically. People are ingesting it. I mean, it's a big game changer today.
Yeah, our Plus CBD oil bomb, especially our gold bomb, people rave about it. You know, moms with sore shoulders from lugging their babies around, all the way to my grandmother who has arthritis in her hands. You know, everybody raves about that gold bomb. And then you've got the ingestibles, you know, the sprays, the drops, the tinctures, the actual gels, and then we've got soft gels and capsules, which is what I like because I'm a I like to just, you know, pop it in there and bite down on it and swallow.
Plus, it can help with sleeping issues. It goes on and on and on. We're almost out of time. What's the best website that people can find out more about the initiative that CV Sciences is doing and the work you're all doing, please?
Yeah, so CVSciences.com. You can learn more about the company. Plus CBDOil.com, PLUSCBDOil.COIL.com. All of our products there, and then we're at about 1,500 health food stores across the country and over 1,000 practitioners' offices. So check there first and see if you can find
awesome.
CBD oil.
Thank you so much, Josh Hendricks, and we'll be back
in a
moment. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z.
Grandma, can you come out and play?
Sure, Ellie. Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Jennifer Price is a pioneer, and really and truly, as a woman-owned business in the cannabis industry, it's refreshing, and she's with us today. She has started a new company. The company is called New Leaf PR. And Jennifer, you're coming at this from such a great perspective. From a business background, a PR background, and also as a mother of a sick child, and it's a pleasure. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Frankie. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about why you feel that this industry is the future.
Well, for a long time, there really weren't many choices when it came to our health and really having different avenues to explore. We're in the midst of an opiate crisis here in the U.S. And in fact, around the world. But the difference in the United States is that we're a little bit behind, in that countries like the U.K. and Israel and different countries throughout Europe are, you know, allowing their citizens to utilize the curative plant that cannabis is, and finding so many different ways that it's able to help, as it's a natural anti-inflammatory. Here in the U.S., though, we're in a situation where it's only legal on a local level in different states. I myself happen to live in North Carolina, where it is only decriminalized. And having a child with a very, very rare chronic illness, and knowing that she could certainly benefit and has benefited from the curative properties of the plant in terms of it being an anti-inflammatory, especially, and a pain reliever, it's really frustrating. So this is something that, on a personal level, I will continue to educate and push until everybody can have that choice. When you take your child to the doctor, and you leave with a prescription for hydrocodone, that's a scary thing.
Yeah. Where do you see this going, this whole conversation and the medical piece for children?
It's a conversation that I don't expect to, come to any conclusions anytime soon. I like to know that people have the personal, that they can make a personal choice. We have so many opportunities to make choices for so many different reasons, but this is one that most of us just don't have the choice. And, you know, when I see with my own two eyes patients throughout the country that are benefiting and that are able to make that choice, parents that have children with seizures that see their seizures reduced not only in intensity but in frequency, that's really encouraging. I just feel like baby steps. We will eventually get there. I do not believe this is a sprint. It's definitely more like a triathlon. I'm proud to be a part of the industry. I'm proud to be a part of something that's so much bigger, that you know, has such a greater purpose, where women are coming together and representing and taking leadership roles and really working to, you know, push the conversation forward.
Do you think that we will see this industry be the industry that women will finally be equal with men, that they will have CEO positions, that they will be leaders and overtake at some point?
I don't know about overtaking, but equality, that's something definitely to strive for. I was actually writing an article the other day and was looking up some stats, and as it turns out, women hold over, I think it's some 52%. It may have dropped slightly, but executive positions in the cannabis industry, whereas, you know, a few years ago in Silicon Valley, I think that only 22 or 23%, don't quote me on it, they're not exact percentages, but it was somewhere in the low 20% range that women shared the same roles in the tech industry, which I find staggering. There's there's no reason why. But I think in this case, women are natural caregivers, and given the opportunity to not only provide financial support for our families, but then also too to be able to be helping people and taking care of people and educating them on different ways that they can help to take care of themselves, that's a no-brainer. That's a natural fit.
Mm-hmm. I know that you have been to so many trade shows this year. You've done them all. What are you seeing at these trade shows? What's the exciting buzz? And no pun intended, but what's really going on?
I think that this industry is absolutely like no other, in that competition equals collaboration. You find that yes, there are competing brands, obviously, but we've all found a way to kind of come together and share our experiences, share our technologies, because we're all trying to get this to a better place where people can recognize that this is an option that they want, that we all need. And so at these conferences, I feel a real, like, if there's always like a high, no pun intended, but, you know, where we're all coming together and sharing, our knowledge and really working as an industry and as a whole to kind of get ourselves to the next place.
You know, one of the things that
$10 billion. I mean, come next year, this is an industry that's, you know, slated to reach $10 billion. This is not, you know, this isn't going anywhere. So,
yeah. One of the things that I've noticed is there is this sense of community in this industry. It's a fellowship.
Absolutely.
And it's so beautiful. And I love that. I just love that. Anyway, I'm looking forward to many more conversations with you. Let's connect, and I will be in touch and give people your new address, please.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean your web address.
The web is actually under construction right now, but I can be reached at Jen.
Okay, thanks so much, and we will see you next time. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, and as always, smile. In the sky.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.